And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 25th of December, 2024. It's the day chosen by the Church to celebrate Creator God coming to be with us as a vulnerable human infant. Angels were reported to proclaim peace on earth the night of Jesus' birth. But tonight, the occupied West Bank city of Bethlehem lies under attack as Israeli raids and airstrikes kill civilian targets as well as animals every day. News media stories read, Bethlehem marked another somber Christmas Eve on Tuesday in the traditional birthplace of Jesus under the shadow of war. The excitement and cheer that typically descends on the West Bank during Christmas week were nowhere to be found. The festive lights and giant tree that normally decorate Manger Square were missing, as were the throngs of foreign tourists that usually fill the square. Palestinian scouts marched silently through the streets, a departure from their usual raucous brass marching band. Security forces arranged barriers near the Church of the Nativity, built atop the spot where Jesus is believed to have been born. If Christ were to be born today, Palestinian Reverend Munther Isaac said, he would be born under the rubble and Israeli shelling. The cancellation of Christmas festivities is a severe blow to the town's economy. Tourism accounts for an estimated 70% of Bethlehem's income, almost all from the Christmas season. Latin Patriarch Pier Battista Pizzaballa, the top Roman Catholic cleric in the Holy Land, noted the shuttered shops and empty streets and expressed hope that next year would be better. This has to be the last Christmas that is so sad, he told hundreds of people gathered in Manger Square, where normally tens of thousands would congregate. Pizzaballa held a special pre-Christmas mass in the Church of the Holy Family in Gaza City. Several Palestinian Christians told the Associated Press that they have been displaced in the church since the war began in October 2023, with barely enough food and water. Palestinian Christians and Muslims pray for an end to the genocide. All this while the vast majority of the world's Christians, as well as the leaders of the Western world, are silent, as the people of Bethlehem and the rest of the West Bank, all of Gaza, Lebanon, and Syria, are under Israeli bombardment. Today, we join the prayers for the peace on earth we so desperately need. And here is a poem for today by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, Christmas Bells. I heard the bells on Christmas Day their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And thought how, as the day had come, the belfries of all Christendom had rolled along the unbroken song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Till ringing, singing on its way, the world revolved from night to day, a voice, a chime, a chant sublime of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Then from each black accursed mouth, the cannon thundered in the south, and with the sound, the carols drowned of peace on earth, goodwill to men. It was as if an earthquake rent the hearthstones of a continent and made forlorn the households born of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And in despair, I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said. For hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Then pealed the bells more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor doth he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail, with peace on earth, goodwill to men. Christmas Bells by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. This has been the Vegan's Almanac, wishing you the defiance to not lose hope, but to continue working for the whole earth to live in peace.